Well, I just thought I'd do an afternoon audio boo, walking with Poppy over on the field, and I've not had a great week really. I mean, not terrible, nothing like sort of bad weeks I would have had last year. Not mentally ill bad week, just part of the recovery that I'm finding difficult is and being more natural about my use of kind of the way of thinking that I know is healthy for me, that I've come to through cognitive behavioural therapy, and I think really it's just that, you know, with Love Fresh going now, we're coding, that's progressing really well. We'll have an alpha in the not too distant future for people to test. We've certainly modelled everything on paper and planned lots on paper, have firm strategy and stuff. The main strategy, obviously, for a new app is going to be releasing it as soon as we can, nice and light. That's a discipline, though, and it's proving harder than I imagined, because there's a part of me that just wants to flaunt features. And yet it's not necessarily the case that those features will be the features that people using the app are looking for. So the idea will be to hold back and keep it very simple, keep it very clear what its main function is, by not cluttering, and then seeing what people feedback as they use it. It takes a leap of confidence though, because at the moment, whilst I think everyone should use it, there's a part of me, the part that had a mental breakdown or two a couple of years ago, if you remember, that I can't quite believe anyone would want to use something I do. Sorry, I just found a huge slug. And that's not the real, that's not the real mind speaking. It's just normal human insecurities, but there's a temptation on my part to blame mood swings or insecurities on, the fear or mental illness, and thinking, oh no, maybe I'm not so well as I thought, or maybe I'm getting worse. But actually, coming out of proper, the mental illness I had, and I'm still medicated, but one of the harder things is to accept that there's a certain part of it all in normal life. It doesn't mean you're getting really ill again. And that I'm finding a bit difficult, because as soon as I'm not feeling uber positive or not feeling focused and clear and calm, I start to suppose that that's because I'm, not ready for it, for example, when it's just simply not the truth. I'm more than ready for it, and I'm full of enthusiasm for it. But 2 years is a long time to be really mentally ill, and I think, the depression of that period is still a very raw memory. I'm a different person now, for sure. I'm living in an entirely different life. What I need to be careful about, I've got this very nice life in terms of, lots of open air, lots of space, a bit of train spotting. train going past. Lots of calm, as I say, and no real pressure. And this is my company that me and my friend are starting. We're the owners. Nothing has to happen before we're ready for it to happen, but even though I know we can't do anything faster than we are, I still keep thinking I should be doing more, or I have a blank with paperwork. I'm really not, I'm not keen on it. I can't wait till the app's out, until I can start showing people how to use it, really. I mean, it's going to be dead simple to use, but what I want to do is be going to different farms and different local food shops, and singing about their produce over Love Fresh, and just hoping that other people get it, and get the idea that it would be a joy to have social networks that meant something more than human relationships, that meant something that was about sharing wonderful local food, you know. The location-based check-in is all about the location and the produce, not about the person doing the checking in. The idea of Love Fresh is not to polarise your network like Twitter and the likes tend to do. The idea is that you will be your network will be influenced by where you've been locally. So if you go to an area and switch Love Fresh on, then that extends your network. You'll have lots more people to follow in that area. You'll have lots more produce to follow in that area, and you'll be able to continue to follow it when you leave that area. So you'll have a connection with the producer. And I think that as I see it, Love Fresh and Hate Waste, which is a similar concept for something of a different product, they're both about location-based check-ins, but they're they are. But the location is what's important, and not the person. And the location is what the network is built around. Gibber. It does me good to gibber. I have to gibber. One of my things at the minute is I've been isolated myself a little bit. Well, only because it's so easy to do here. I'm, you know, in the middle of the farm. And my dad and I had a little bit of a fallout a month or so ago. And it was not major, but it was just a bit weird. And it's sort of played on my mind a fair bit. And so, yeah, I've been a little bit all over the place compared to how I have been since I moved here. So it's good to just try and talk into audiobook because you know, I haven't quite got around to making real life friends again yet, apart from my old friend who I started the business with, of course, and a couple of friends online who I chat to on voice comms. Yes, so audiobook does still have a therapeutic use for me after all, it seems. The diary that helped me so much recovering, I think it will keep me sane. I just keep forgetting to do it and keep forgetting how much benefit it gives me already at this point in this book, which is probably quite long in. I'm feeling a lot better than before I started. I'm actually feeling a bit more confident in myself about the ideas I've got for location. And it's just levelling to gibber, as opposed to sit mulling things over in your mind. Yeah, well, that's all really. I'm looking forward to booing a lot more once Love Fresh is off the ground. Audio boo will, of course, be built into Love Fresh as the main source of recorded media. Later will be video, but we're starting with audio only. And of course, images and text. I can't stop talking about Love Fresh, can I? It's very exciting having a proper thing I feel passionate about and can see as being my, would happily have as my career. I'll love it, you know. If it goes the way I want it to go, it's going to give me a great deal of satisfaction. But it's just so little time since I was quite ill. You know, I suppose I'm bound to flounder like this. Just occasionally. And no, I'm not making sense. I'm definitely rambling. I'll stop now. Poppy, leave that. Poppy's found a bottle. That's not very nice. Come on. Yeah, have a good day. And if you've listened this far, you're very patient. And I thank you.